If you just get 10,000, then you can start.
You switched mine.
You. What, you think I'm stupid? Yeah. What, you think it's my first rodeo, bro?
I'm like, what is that? I don't want.
Here, we'll even it out. Here, give me.
Oh, that's so much. God, that's like.
Someone's going to jail tonight.
Yeah. Not me. I have the small one. And I'm drinking Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
That's not very easy.
We weigh the same.
I'm trying.
Kingston. Really quick.
This could be a don't.
Yeah, it's still.
Jeff tried to fill me this huge cup of whiskey and then him a little one. And I was like, that ain't happening. I know your tricks. We rolling?
Yeah.
Cool.
Just trying to have a wild.
Cheers, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Cheers. Cheers, guys. Cheers. Your waters. Well, thanks for coming in, guys. Good to have you on the lay back.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah.
You.
Jeff's taking selfies over. He's wasted already. Taking selfies.
Possible. I'm trying to promote our new shirt.
Oh, okay.
All
right.
Get the cute angle. Get the cute angle.
Attitude.
There's a cute angle over there?
She's got a cute angle.
I'll find it.
Attitude and effort.
So, what's going on with you guys? You... Volleyball?
Baseball?
No. Baseball? Just kidding.
Weird.
Soccer.
Did you see the video we were watching?
No.
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
So good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
It's it's a parody video, so it's fake, but it's like a soccer player. They're like doing a shootout at the end. You know? Do you guys know the rules of soccer at all?
No.
Like once they run out of time, then they do all the extra time of the stoppages, and then... At the very end, if it's still tied, they'll do like a shootout. Mm-hmm. And so they do the shootout, and this guy just keeps getting hit in the face. The goalie for one of the teams just keeps getting hit in the right in the face, like in the nose.
No matter where he stands, lays, sits, it goes off his face. Oh my gosh. Part of the, the clip, or what? It's hilarious.
It's part of the joke. He just gets nailed in the face over and over again. It's very funny. And his name's Scott Sterling.
Sterling.
He's British, of course. Yeah. But it's very funny. So we watched that to end the first session with Knighton and Peyton.
The Baz and the Lion.
The Baz and the Lion. So they have nicknames. Do you guys have nicknames?
I don't.
You don't have a nickname?
Mm-mm. I don't know.
King Ali. I think he does.
No.
Formerly known as King-a-ling.
King-a-ling?
He's back to King Kong.
King Kong? King Kong ain't got nothing on me.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's from Training Day.
Yeah. It's a good one. It's a good one.
For sure.
That's a good movie.
It's a good movie.
A good friend of mine's in that movie, Denzel Washington.
Ethan Hawke?
No, Denzel.
Mm.
Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Good friend.
He's a good actor. Yeah. So, do you guys ever watch any podcasts?
No.
No.
Not yet?
Nuh-uh.
Not into the podcast scene? Did you know there's over 4 million podcasts now?
Damn.
Dang.
And just like a year ago, I think, like just a year ago maybe, there was like 1 million. It's like grown over... The pandemic basically is like tripled, quadrupled.
Who's the founder? Like, is that Howard Stern?
No, it's Adam Curry. Adam Curry was the first podcaster.
Adam Carolla?
Yeah. No, it was Adam Curry. And then Adam Carolla was right after him.
Yeah.
And then like a year later, Joe Rogan started. And then, so, yeah. But, Joe.
Joe
Mama. Adam Curry, he's a funny dude. He goes on Rogan a lot because they're like friends.
Mm-hmm.
but he's like a big conspiracy theory kind of guy. And then he just went on, he was like on Rogan recently, and he was like, you know, Joe, I'm a big conspiracy theory guy. I had all the conspiracy theories. So I went, you know, the last conspiracy theory I didn't really look into was religion. And then he like really looked into religion and studied it. And then he's like, I found Jesus.
Oh, like he became a Christian?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He became a Christian. I was like, what? It's pretty funny.
That is, that's crazy. You know, you literally research and you look in, literally like dissect everything. And at the end, he comes out with Jesus.
Yeah, which is funny because most people that do really, really deep dives, like they'll go to like Bible schools and stuff like that, they kind of get away from it. Like Bill, I think Bill, I don't know, I shouldn't speak for him, but I've seen a few people that did like the Bible school and like the theology and like they get deep into it and then they just realize this isn't real.
I've known a couple of guys to go to college and then leave as an atheist.
Yeah. Well, at least agnostic. I think atheist is weird. It's like, how do you know?
Yeah, I mean,
you can't say you know for a fact.
I believe what I believe, and that's all that matters. If you want to know, ask. Otherwise, I don't talk about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I believe in a fit. We're in like a fishbowl. We're just fish.
Who cleans the tank?
We do.
True.
Well, we dirty it up, really.
That's what it doesn't ever get clean.
We dirty it. We dirty the fish tank with our vehicles and everything. But cool. So then how's volleyball going?
It's good. I mean, I just joined this team for fun. I wish it was a better team, but whatever, it's practice.
Oh, throwing some shade on your team, huh?
I mean, we all got to start somewhere.
That's cool. Yeah. I saw some videos of your serve. It looks pretty dope.
Yeah.
It looks pretty good.
I mean, not to toot my own horn, but yeah.
There will be a few more serves on that hashtag House University, by the way, this afternoon.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, we joined a league. It's we did a basketball league. It's Crossroads Church. We talked about this last time. Mm-hmm. Nazarene Church.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right.
It was kind of a fluke how we found it. It was right down the street. The basketball was
kind
amazing.
Of a fluke.
Like it just was like, oh, it's last minute. Let's sign the guys up for something.
Right.
Boom. Like, right there. And it literally was a really fun league. Like it was really competitive. They did music beforehand. They introduced the players. They had everybody run out. Like try to make it like a real NBA feel for these little kids. It's pretty fun because most leagues don't do that. They show up. Yeah. They don't even keep score. There's no referee, you know, like the coaches are the referees. I mean, I've been coaching for, I don't know, 8 years straight.
Yeah.
Pretty much all every sport you can think of I've coached. And this league, like, blew me out of the water.
Whoa.
So CR Sports, check them out there in Chandler. Sports. Chandler CR Sports, they're going to be creating a football field, soccer field.
Cool.
Here really soon. These guys, Brent Huff, started it.
Okay.
With the church there. He came from Texas and did the sports program for CR Sports in Texas. They moved him out here to Arizona, and he is now running it. Him and his wife, Megan, are running it here in Arizona, and they're doing a great job.
Nice.
I've been around the block with youth sports, and they're doing a great job. So we did the basketball. That was fun that we talked about earlier, and now they're doing a volleyball gig, and I signed up Emma, and it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. So for the girls that are higher up, in volleyball, there was only two teams, so we play the same team every weekend, which, you know, it is what it is, but it's better than beating a team 25-0 because they can't hit the ball back.
Yeah.
So they have a bunch of teams at a lower level. The high end level, it's two teams. So we have a decent team. We won the first week. Second week, we lost they had to use a sub, which, I mean, Brent and Megan, if you ever listen to this, Megan, we didn't know. We knew the kid played because it's a co-ed. So we the coach asked, hey, we're short. We only have five players. There's six players on the court. Do you mind if this boy steps in? I said, absolutely.
Little did we know.
Little did we know that
he was a ringer.
Harry Potter was a ringer. He looks like Harry Potter, and he's good.
He's good. Play, huh?
And he really brought it. Like, he really brought it. So we ended up losing last week. Yeah. Would we play three games? So we lost.
Yeah.
We won one game, won a match, and they won two matches. So they got the win that week. This week, along with week one, we went 2-0. Couldn't hang. They didn't have Harry Potter this week.
They didn't have Harry Potter. Oh, snap.
Harry Potter can play.
Okay, all right.
We did well. Undefeated again this week.
Nice. Let's
serves go. Are in. The hits are in. The girls were talking, high fiving.
Mm. That's the key.
Ace. Whoosh. Every time we get an ace.
You know, there's a study that showed that the teams, I think it's an NBA study, that the teams that touch the most, like high five, pat, you know, like that do affirming contact the most.
Affirmation.
Yeah, win more.
And see, we're the team that started all that, so we would do the high fives and the cheers, and you could tell the other team was jealous of that, and mm-hmm. they didn't play as good when we got cheering.
See?
So.
And the other coach, what did the other coach say?
I don't know.
The other coach literally was like, maybe it wasn't the coach, the parents were like, wow, look at that team, they got cheers, they're high-fiving, look at those girls.
Yeah.
It's positivity. Positivity breeds winning.
So
for sure.
I'll just say I coach a lot. I coach baseball, football, basketball. I've half a season soccer, volleyball, whatever. I'm not a technical coach. I don't know everything there is to know about these sports. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna help you.
Mindset.
I'll get you the gist of it.
Work out.
I literally teach aggressive attack. Find where their weak point is and go for it.
Yeah.
That's what I teach. And I've been pretty well done so far with
yeah.
them. Yeah. Pretty good record over here.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
The fight and the dog. Knights Elite. Guess what? We got something coming. I'm going to talk about the fight of the dog. We don't have the fight of the dog on that team yet, but I'm bringing it.
The Knights Elite.
Knights Elite. Let me show the shirt right here. Excuse me.
You're always banging up against this table.
The tiny little tables. This shirt right here was created by Matt Beignet, one of the coaches on Knight Elite. I'm going to stand up. The logo in the front is the Knights Elite logo for the baseball team, 11U Gray, AAA.
Yeah.
And the back is created by Matt Beignet.
Attitude and effort.
Are you in the shot? Can you see if you're in the shot there? Yeah.
It.
Oh, there you go.
That's a logo of our baseball team. The back is.
Pull it up.
Attitude and effort. That's what we teach.
Attitude and effort.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Attitude and effort.
Let's go.
It goes a long way. If you have the right attitude.
Yeah.
And you have 100% effort on the field, mm-hmm. on the court every single time. That's going to take you a long ways.
Yeah.
Everybody has a little bit of talent. Like you talk to these guys, Manny Machado, Joe Montana, these guys that have made it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course, they have plenty of talent.
Right.
But it's their good attitude and 100% effort and what they put into it. So that's what we teach on this baseball team.
Yeah. I think the Grant Cardone quote says it the best. He says, a bad attitude will cost you everything, but a great attitude costs you nothing.
Exactly.
Right. So you can really F your life up with a bad attitude, but you can gain a lot with a great attitude.
A little bit of hard work.
Yeah.
Who's going to outwork who?
Who's going to outwork who? That's a good one too. Hard work pays off. That's a good point.
I believe The Rock says that. Isn't Rock?
Everybody says
Dwayne
that.
Johnson. No, I mean, I'm saying Dwayne Johnson. Literally, that's one of his slogans.
Yeah, I mean, look at Michael Jordan and Tiger Woods, Serena Williams, like all the great athletes that are the top of their game. They're the most dedicated workers. Like Tiger Woods would hit like 1,000 balls a day or something crazy like that. He'd be up at 5 a.m. and he had a routine and he just worked every day to be the best, you know. I mean, he just got in a car accident and broke his leg, like basically shattered his leg. And came back, and he's playing golf. Like, he'll never be the same. He'll never be the dominant Tiger that he was, but he worked so hard to get back into playing shape and back onto the field. Like, when you break legs like that, it's hard to do sports. Like, you know, you see, like...
Yeah, you're never the same.
Yeah, Conor McGregor, Chris Weidman, Anderson Silva, when they break you know, they break their leg.
Nasty breaks.
Like, Chris Weidman still hasn't come back from that. But Anderson Silva did. And that was just hard work and steroids, you know.
Yeah, then he got busted. I don't see how steroids, I mean, if you're taking testosterone or.
I mean, there's a lot of different
anabolic
stuff.
You're taking, who knows what he took. But steroids aren't going to help your bones heal.
I don't know. I don't know anything about
who
it.
Who knows what he took. It's something illegal.
They took some shit.
That's
all
we know.
Yeah. They took some stuff to get back to where they wanted to be, but yeah. All right, and then you're playing baseball. Is that a A's hat?
Yeah.
A's?
Angels.
Angels? Or not A's, Angels, yeah. Duh, it's got the halo. That's cool, and I like the flowers on it, too. That's kind of cool. Is that your favorite team?
Kind of.
Yeah? Who's your favorite team? You don't have one? It's okay to not have one. You can like a lot of different teams.
He likes a lot of different teams. He's
Angels, Dodgers,
Padres.
He's a Padres guy.
Padres.
He's where the money's at with the Padres.
Yeah.
You know, Manny Machado, Fernando Tatis. Who else do they pick up?
Juan Soto.
Juan Soto.
Oh, okay.
One of the biggest paid guys ever. You know, like these guys. Also, I heard Manny Machado, they're talking about signing him to the biggest deal ever in life. Best third baseman to walk the earth, apparently.
Okay.
Oh, did you hear that Kevin Durant got traded to the Suns?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's pretty
yeah.
good news, too.
That's pretty crazy, huh? Mm,
yeah.
He might be the missing link.
Yeah. Maybe. They got rid of Cam Johnson and Bridges.
Bridges.
Yeah,
those guys are cool.
Yeah, they were good.
But they got Kevin Durant, so like...
They're good, but they're not Kevin Durant.
They're no Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
No. But now they got a big 36
three. 36-year-old Kevin Durant? How old is that guy now? 34 or 36?
Old.
Yeah, I think he's 36. I think LeBron's 38. So
Yeah.
I think he's 36.
LeBron just passed Kobe's shot.
Kareem. So now he has the most points in NBA history.
Yeah,
he's the highest scoring person in NBA history. Just crazy.
Speaking of that, did you get the message I sent you on Facebook Messenger? The slam dunk contest back when Kareem was a rookie?
No, I didn't see it. So sometimes people will send me stuff on Messenger, and it's for a different platform, and it won't play. I can't click on it, and it won't play.
Oh, if you're not maybe...
Because I'm not a part of whatever that platform is. Yeah. So,
anyways, it was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's rookie year...
Was he just like dunking?
It was like a two-hand dunk.
A two-hand?
It was a reverse dunk.
A windmill.
It was a double pump.
The Zedwick dunk.
Double pump.
An Andrew Zedwick dunk.
And literally, that was it. And they were like, we have literally evolved so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jumping over cars and people.
Yeah. Vince Carter, you know, these jumping from wherever.
That was the best one. Vince Carter...
He literally changed the slam dunk contest forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll never forget. I think I was 21 years old. Ironing my clothes.
Jordan's was pretty good.
Right. But this guy was on a whole new level. I was ironing my clothes to go out clubbing in downtown Portland. And I was like, oh, the slam dunk contest. Okay, let's check it out. I was just like, Everybody in the world that watched that was like, what in the world just happened? This guy literally changed the slam dunk contest forever.
Yeah. The Ben Gordon and what's that skinny dude? Ben Gordon and Levine? Gordon and Levine that did the dunk contest like not this last year, the year before and the year before. Those were pretty dope. Where they went back and forth, and Gordon got robbed. I felt like Gordon got robbed 2 years in a row of winning the dunk contest.
Yeah, I haven't watched in quite some time.
But like Portland won. Anthony Simons won last year. It was not great.
Remember when Fred Jones won?
No. Nobody does.
Freddie Jones?
Nobody remembers
Barlow
that.
Barlow High School in out in the sticks of Oregon?
No, nobody remembers that, Jeff.
I'll never forget that guy.
Eric remembers it.
We didn't care for that guy. He was in our district.
Which Eric are you talking about?
You guys forgot Eric was here.
No.
Hi, Eric.
I'm just the silent one. It's all good.
So here I am, 1997, 98, high school, David Douglas.
No shit, there I was.
There I was. We're playing Barlow
Blind
High School.
Blind as a bat.
Yeah. We're playing Barlow High School in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, Freddie, he went by Freddie back then. He was way out, I don't even know, past Gresham, like Barlow was way out there. Anyways, he was a good player. So we were razzing him in the crowd, you know, of course. And he was looking at us like, oh, are you for real? You for real? The next play, he steals the ball, runs down, looks at us, dunks it. And we're like, okay.
We get it.
Anyways, he got picked up by the University of Oregon. He did well there, and then he got picked up by the Pacers. He was actually in the, what do they call that? The Mayhem in the Palace? Ron Artest and all them were brawling in the crowd. Yeah. He was there.
Ron Artest.
He got dropped
it.
By somebody in the crowd.
Damn.
Anyways, he had a nice little NBA career. He won the slam dunk contest his rookie year.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I was riding the Max down to Burbotti's for work. And everybody on the Max was like, oh, Fred Jones. Like, yeah, you guys don't know Fred Jones. He's from literally the sticks. We're like, you live in the forest.
He lived in the forest.
Yeah, you don't.
He was a forest creature.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys want to go to that All-Star, the VIP thing at the stadium next week? Chase Field?
I haven't brought that up to them. Did I talk to you, Emma, or was that Peyton?
It was Emma. Yeah, you talked to me.
Fill us in.
So I signed up. I wanted to get some season tickets to the Diamondbacks last year. So I was like, oh, I just love going to those games, right? They suck. Who cares? I just like being at the ballpark and drinking beers and drinking beers and watching whoever's there. It's just fun. So, and it's nostalgic for me because my dad used to take us to Mariners games in the Kingdome in Seattle when we were kids. So
technically the Kingdome's in Tacoma.
Tacoma.
We're not counting that right now.
Yeah, Tacoma. Well, it's not there anymore. They demolished it.
Right.
There is no Kingdome anymore. But yeah, so it's just fun. I like it. And so I wanted to look into buying. So I like signed up. I talked to this lady on the phone and like she's a rep that sells like the packages for like the big suites and stuff like that. All the VIP type stuff and season tickets and all that. So, like, she'll send me stuff once. I'm on their, like, email list now. So, she'll, like, send me stuff. She sent me this thing that's, like, there's a VIP party next Saturday where you can go get autographs from the players. They do Q&As with the players. Like, so you can ask them questions and talk to them. And there's, like, prizes and stuff. And then open concessions. So, I think all the food's free. I don't know. But then they're, like...
Probably.
Yeah. Either way. And then they'll show you all the like suites and stuff, like give you a tour of all the like baller suites and stuff. So it's just kind of sounds cool.
Next Saturday we need to try and plan that.
Yeah. I'll see if I work that day. I'll get it off if I do though.
Yeah, it's from 12 to 3. And do you have a volleyball game?
Yeah, see, that's the issue. The game starts at 1.
Oh, shoot. Ooh.
So us jetting right out of there, like, we're barely going to make it.
Yeah.
But
you never know.
I spoke with the lady in charge of the league, and it's possible.
Not to play? She's sick. Yeah, she has COVID.
We're not feeling well. The whole family's sick.
It's real serious.
So serious.
And then you post on your Instagram and they see it.
Well, what are they gonna do? None of them are friends with me on Instagram.
But so what are they gonna do?
They're old.
No, I.
They're old. It's they're old.
What are they gonna do?
Nothing. But we only win when I'm coaching.
Yeah. Well, you know, that'd be fun if you guys can make it. But
yeah, we're gonna figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Eric can come too if he wants to.
Oh no, I'll be busy. That's for sure.
Like you're busy today.
Yes, exactly.
Un-busy.
I had to move everything to the next weekend, so I can't do that again. Sorry.
Ah, everything. Your busy schedule.
Everything.
All your tournaments. Your gaming tournaments.
No Dungeons and Dragons.
Literally postponing Dungeons and Dragons for you right now.
The rest of the clan was really pissed about it.
Oh, that's funny. No, it'd be cool. And then maybe you could like talk to one of the players and be like, hey, can I pitch for you?
Ooh.
That'd be tight.
Can you imagine?
And you'd be like, and then you'd be like, whoa, this is really far away.
Yeah, it's a little bit further.
90
feet?
Like that. I don't look it up.
It's 90 feet? Look Let's see. Up. Pitching. What do you guys do?
50.
Man, that guy talks.
Yeah, 90. Good thing he's out of here.
Oh my God.
Now we can finally say whatever the fuck we want. Jeff said that Karen told them to watch the language today.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Hi, Karen. I love you.
Hi, Grandma. 60 feet.
60. Oh, wait. Shall be. Okay. So mound to home plate distance, the distance between the pitcher's plate and home base, the rear point of home plate shall be 60 feet 6 inches. Interesting.
And the bases are 90 feet away?
Yeah, the infield shall be, this is like old timey shit, shall be a 90 foot square.
I was literally talking about that last night with my dad, how I'm reading Romeo and Juliet
yeah.
right
Yeah, yeah, that's good. I was in that play.
Oh, you were? What were you?
Yeah, I was the apothecary. And your dad was in it too, I think. No, he was in a different one. He was in one when I went to college, or it was like Mount Hood Community College. But I was in one, and we needed an extra guard. It was another Shakespeare play, and your dad came, and he was a guard in the Shakespeare play. So your dad has done Shakespeare. Your dad is a Renaissance man. It's 60 feet 6 inches, Jeff. And the infield shall be a 90-foot square.
Everybody hold tight.
Yes.
Take these lips from me.
You did it better than I did.
Yeah.
That Luke, it should have been you.
Luke sang that in front of, what, 500 people?
Yeah. I sang a Shakespearean song, which was very rare. In a play.
Like, it was high pitch. It was very... Like,
it was hard.
It was hard. Remember that guy that was trying to teach you?
It was hard, dude. Yeah. It was terrible. It was terrible. And we took voice lessons our whole life, basically. Mm-hmm. Our whole childhood and stuff. Yeah. I'm a pretty decent singer, but that... And like, we're singing still, Shakespeare?
Still monotone as can be.
I can sing Boys to Men, but I can't. Shakespeare? Oh, so hard.
He's looking for the bathroom code.
0839.
0839.
I'll text it to him.
0839.
Oh, we got to bleep that out now because all the homeless people are going to come use our bathroom.
Oh, jeez. And all the listeners.
Bryce is literally calling me.
Three. Nine.
Then Bryce is calling me. Bryce is calling me. My gosh, I'm so proud of you.
Pick him up. Tell him where you're at.
I'll go tell him.
That's all right. He got it.
Oh, okay.
He got
text
it.
Him.
Okay,
I text
okay.
him. Edit that, Eric.
We edit that out.
You come back and there's like a homeless camp in the bathroom.
Damn it.
They heard us.
Our podcast is too big.
How do they have internet?
Well, from all that money. Help me and my five kids.
Right.
Help. I have bone marrow. Can't bone marrow. I need
Dude,
a bone marrow
transplant.
Remember
that guy downtown that said he had AIDS? Back in Portland, Oregon, downtown. I have AIDS.
Mm-mm.
He would hobble around with his broken leg.
Ew. That's gross.
It's like when we were bouncing.
Yeah, it's
Burbons,
well known
yeah.
that AIDS gives you a broken leg. Yeah.
Yes. Well, it can't heal, Eric, yeah. obviously. If you have full-blown AIDS, your
right.
broken leg is not going to heal.
You're going to have a tough time getting better.
You're going to have a tough time.
No, he used to walk around. He had a sign that I have AIDS, and he would hobble around with his broken leg, and you could see it. It had healed back wrong.
Oh,
and
geez.
If you remember, he used to try and run in with a syringe out. Do you remember that?
He used to what?
He would have a syringe because he was a dope fiend,
mm-hmm.
and he'd be like, "Let me in," and he would like run at us with the needles.
I don't remember that.
At the Paris, he did that at the Paris, and he did that at Burbadi's.
No. That's about the time I was out of there. I think I was out of there at that point.
You smarted up.
Yeah. $8 an hour.
Is that what we made?
Yeah. Oh. The thing that got me was the Asian mob had the gun. Remember that? And I saw it in the car in the alley. And I was like, dude, that guy has a gun in his car.
You were doing too much.
Yeah. I was doing too much good work.
Yeah.
As a bouncer. I didn't want a gun in the club.
Well, here's a story.
And the guy came in.
Right.
That's the problem. Was like, that guy had a gun in his car. I saw it. The guy's in here. And then Mike called the cops. And then the cops wanted me to, like, go over and point and do
right.
all this stuff. And I was like, I'm not doing that.
The Asian mafia is huge in Portland.
I'm not doing that shit. You're going to shoot
were,
me.
They wanted, were you there the time when we fought the entire street full of Asian dudes?
Yeah.
The Asian wave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember? I was there.
And then we just like were going to trot around town.
That
like
was the same night.
Deal. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I think I knocked out like six dudes that night. Little Asian guys. It was like punching babies.
Like punching babies. Yeah. Yeah. We got. That's when I started winning fights.
Against the Asians. The Asian mafia. Like they're just probably bouncing. Listening to this right now. Like there they are. They're in
there
Phoenix.
There they are. They're in Phoenix. We wanted to kill them for 25
years.
25 years. 25.
20. Yeah, I remember. That was the first time I knocked somebody out. I dropped this little guy. He landed on his buddy's boots. He was sleeping as a pillow on his buddy's boots. And Chris Bradley was like, you knocked him out. He's sleeping on the boots. I'm like, that's fine. I'm like, bam, I just saved him. I just saved you from getting hit with something.
Chris Bradley.
Oh, Bradley.
Bradley.
Man, we got some. Got a couple stories on that.
Yeah. I got in a belt fight one time.
Belt fight? What'd you do?
So me and my buddy, was this back when I was doing insurance? So I was probably like 25.
A belt fight.
A belt fight. We were downtown. We were like by Kells. What was that other club across the street from Kells?
Lotus. Oh, Bar 71.
71. Yeah. So we were going to go to Bar 71. And my buddy was like a pill popper. So he was like doing, I don't know, he was like snorting stuff.
Mm.
Right.
Hey, good job.
So then we got out of the car and we were going to go in there. And this guy had his shirt off and he was like, wanted to fight somebody. And I was like, I can't remember how it started. But what I do remember is that the guy had no shirt on, and he was pretty buff. And then he and I got into a verbal altercation, and then he pulled his belt off with the belt buckle in his hand and was like, let's go, MF. And I was like, okay. So I go, oh, we're going to belt fight. So I pulled my belt off, and then I took the other end so that the belt buckle was down.
That's like some third world country sport.
Yeah, and then I just went like, bah, 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 bah. I just rushed him. I just rushed him and went, boom, 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 boom. And he got belted up and ran off, and that was it.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so I won that one. But I also got I also beat a guy with a knife once.
A knife?
Yeah, it was at the bar my buddy Ron Tom's bar, and Jesse was the doorman there, and it was like a New Year's Eve party, and this guy was like bugging. No, okay, there was two altercations that night. I had to throw a guy out. I threw a guy out, and then also outside, there was a guy trying to stab another guy. And I just ran over there and I was like, hey, and I pushed him off of him. And the other guy ran off and the guy came at me with the knife and I teep kicked him, which is a kick to the hip, which pushes him back to keep your distance. And so I teep kicked him really hard and he flew. He was a little dude.
So like, you basically missed the ball kick.
No, I wasn't trying to. I was just trying to teep kick him because he was like coming at me with a knife. So I just teep kicked him back, and it kicked him so hard he fucking flew up against the car, and got up and ran off.
Was that zip and boot time?
No, this was like MMA time.
Okay, so you're probably wearing some normal shoes.
I was probably wearing slip offs.
Some slides.
Some slides.
Crocs.
Yeah, Crocs. Ugh. Do you guys wear Crocs?
Yeah, every day.
You wear Crocs right now?
Yeah, same.
What's on those things?
I got two pairs.
Fidgets. Batman, Bad Bunny, OG, Bad Bunny, Stitch.
Nice.
Bad Bunny. Huh?
Bad Bunny.
What about you?
Nothing online right now.
Okay. Honestly, they're like, get a pair, Dad. They're cool. So I'm like, all right, I'm cool, Dad.
Yeah.
So I got a pair, which I thought they were ridiculous. The most comfortable pair of shoes I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with them. But it would be very embarrassing if I got caught fighting in a pair of Crocs.
That's when you look at him, pull him up by his shirt, and like, I just beat you in Crocs.
I just beat you in Crocs.
Yeah, those bouncing days were... pretty gnarly.
Remember that Sunday night fight with Tane and his girlfriend at the time?
Yes, I do.
Rest in peace, Tane.
Rest in peace, Tane.
What was her name? Mandy?
Good old Mandy, yeah.
Yeah, she was super hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super.
Super duper. Yeah. But like, they had beef with somebody, and then we had to fight for them.
Yeah.
Like, their beef.
And then he literally said... I have never knocked anybody out in my life.
He said that?
Yeah.
To who?
Me.
Oh, okay.
I was like, what? You either are punching very incorrectly or...
He was
just
definitely doing
you're
that.
You're not very strong.
We all were doing that.
Right.
None of us were punching correctly.
Like this?
Yeah, like this.
Thumb in.
No, it's more like this. People swing when they don't know how to punch. They swing like this. And like this with these big sweeping punches instead of straight down the middle punches. I can't even punch with this here. Right? But instead of like from your cheeks to the target and back, straight punches, right? But people will, when they're not educated, they'll, bah, bah, which is not very powerful.
After the multiple handbrakes and the surgery, and then the handbrakes after the surgery, I learned to punch correctly.
Yeah. Straight down. Straight
Which
down the middle.
Which brings me to this time.
Yes.
I had given up on being tough.
No more toughness.
No more toughness. I worked at a place called Thunder Ranch. It was like... remember that place?
Uncle Doak.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Uncle Doak frequented that place.
Yeah. So it was a, like a Coyote Ugly wannabe.
Yeah.
The place was hopping for sure. Good old Uncle Doak. So I show up to work one day and everybody's like, hey, your uncle's here. I'm like, I don't have an uncle.
Yeah.
Well, at least one that lives here. Oh, that's his Harley right there. I'm like, what? who's claiming to be my uncle? Get in there. It's, oh, Uncle Doak, Luke's uncle.
Yeah, I told him I'm your uncle. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's some beers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But lost my train of thought there.
But you
stopped. Thunder Ranch.
You
okay,
being
so
tough. That's where you met Danila.
Being tough. Yeah.
That's where you guys came from. Thunder Ranch.
Thunder Ranch.
Right.
You say ew.
Okay.
Yeah, so ew. I went with a group of girls and the DJ of the club. They're like, hey, let's go hand out some flyers on a Thursday night.
Okay.
All right, cool. You know, everybody counted on me because I worked downtown. I knew all the clubs. I can get in for free where everything's fine, you know, back then. So we go to a couple clubs. Didn't have much luck. Pretty empty on a Thursday night. So, like, let's go down to that place across the street from McFadden's. It used to be called Balzer's back in the day.
McFadden's.
Remember, I worked at McFadden's there off of Cooch Street.
Oh, yeah.
So.
New York, New York?
Yeah. Yeah, I love that place. Yeah. Anyways, that's so I was like.
Gone. Dead.
Is it?
Yeah, everything's shut down.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, like, let's head over across the street. It was happening over there. I'm like, okay, it's happening. Let's go in. I talked to my buddies. I knew all the Samoan guys working there. Like, you know, I knew everybody. I've been bouncing downtown for years. And we get in. It wasn't our crowd. It was hip-hop night.
Mm.
Wasn't our crowd. Everybody's like, let's get, you know, one drink and get out of here. All right, cool. So there was this young girl in the crowd there with us. Somebody's sister came with us, and next thing you know, she's dancing and with a bunch of guys, and, you know, they're being pretty naughty, pretty dirty mm-hmm. with her, and you could tell she wasn't having a good time, and they're like, well, what are we going to do? Well, you're in luck. I'm a hero. I'm a hero tonight, so I was like, I'm going to walk over there and just grab her by the arm. Let's get out of here. All right, sounds good. I walk over there like a bull in a china shop back then.
Mm-hmm.
And get everybody out of my way, grab her by the arm. She takes off running, like, thank you. And then I'm standing in a group of dudes, like, all right.
Your dream come true.
My dream come true. I'm going to show you everything I ever practiced.
I'm going to show you
how to be a punching bag.
I'm going to take my shirt off.
No, it stayed on. So.
Group of dudes.
We take off. I'm like, all right, cool. I gave the guys the double bird and took off. Get halfway down the block. I'm like, oh, my debit card's at the bar.
Oh.
I need to go back and get my debit card. So I go to the guy that's at the back gate. I'm like, hey. My friend Timo, small guy, like, hey, go grab my card, whatever, give a tip, we're out of here. You know, like, there's problems inside. And the sweet reputation I had around town, these guys were bored. They're like, oh, no, come on in. I'll go with you. I'm like, well, if I go in there, there's going to be a problem, I guarantee it. Because back then, I wasn't very well controlled. So I'm like, you know, there's going to be a huge problem if I go in there. Seriously. He's like, oh, no, I'm going to go with you. You don't have to be scared.
You're like, what?
I'm like, oh, all right.
Okay.
Sounds good. Let's go. Oh, by the way, when I was exiting the club the first time, I got shoved in the back. These guys, you know, they wanted to wolf pack me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I'm like, all right, I'm going to get out of here. You know, like. I know my worth, and it's not these guys.
Yeah.
You know, 5-on-1, whatever's going to be. Anyways, so, cool. I see the guy that shoved me. We walk in. I see the guy that shoved me and his little posse over there pointing at me, and they're laughing. So I'm like, okay, well, I don't like that. So I walked over there, literally. You know how a center fielder throws the ball to home plate?
Yeah.
It winds all the way back.
It's called the overhand.
I wound all the way back, and I learned how to punch at this point, and I hit that dude with these two knuckles right here, these very large knuckles.
Yeah.
Right in the chin. Down.
Night-night.
Down for the count.
Night-night.
His arms are crimped up, like this, and you know, I'm like, oh, I'm looking down at the ground. I'm like, oh man, I finally did it. I'm done. I'm going to prison. I killed somebody. You know, like I was benching 500 pounds at that time.
Yeah,
like I was getting down at the gym, and I knew how to punch at this point because I had been training. So I'm looking at this guy. I'm like, oh man. In my head, I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah,
life's over. You know, for a while. Next thing I know, I'm like, wow, I just got hit with a beer bottle in my head. I look over. These guys are hitting me with beer bottles. Mind you, the scar right here.
Yeah.
Goes all the way past the old ear, and I got a bunch in the back. So I'm like, okay, well, guess what? Buddy. It's time to throw the tornado around. I literally fought everybody in that place. Everybody. I was swinging on anybody and everybody. I mean, like...
Life or death at this point.
Life or death. Yeah. Everybody. And come to find out, Justin Wood, we talked about him earlier. He said, oh, yeah, a buddy of mine that played linebacker for the USC Trojans was filling in that night looking for some extra cash. Yeah, well, that guy form tackled me over a table.
Of course he did.
Yeah. And I had about 10 to 12 Crips stomping me into the ground. And I was with nothing but girls and a DJ.
And the guy that's like, you don't have to be scared.
Yeah.
I'm the DJ.
Yeah.
Wait.
No. Yeah, all my bouncer friends, where are they? I don't know. Anyway, so while I'm getting stomped into the ground, I'm like, oh, well, there's the back gate. If I can get past the gate, my buddies over at McFadden's that work there will see me and help me. So I'm doing the old army crawl. Get out the gate. Next thing you know, Big Eddie comes over and cleans house for me.
Oof.
Stands me up. He's like, you all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And we see, and we're at the back gate, and we look at the front gate. About 10 cops go running in there. Cop cars, everything. And I was like, let's pretend we're just talking. We're friends, blah, blah, blah. Boom, I take off to my car.
Yeah.
I drove across town. Got some medical attention on that one.
Yeah, you had
a bunch of staples. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, you had staples.
A handful of beer bottles across the old very large noggin here.
That happened to Foxer, too. He had like a big.
He got a pistol, though.
Oh, was it pistol? Okay.
Remember, he got pistol. Yeah.
Pistol whip. Don't get pistol whipped or beer bottles hit on your head or bounce. Don't bounce.
Yeah, don't
be a bouncer. It sucks.
Well, the moral of that story was the next morning, Big Eddie calls me up. Hey, you all right? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Whatever. Just a beating, you know? Well, the cops want to know what you hit that guy with. So, I don't know. I just punched him. He's like, you didn't have, like, brass knuckles or anything? Like,
nope.
What, am I in the West Side Story? We're packing brass knuckles?
Right.
No. Old knife fight. No, 60s? I just punched him. That's it. Just punch him in the face. Okay, well, his chin was back by his left ear.
Oh.
I literally Kanye Wested that fool.
Dislocated, yeah. Kanye
yeah, his jaw was shattered behind his ear.
Ugh. That's gross.
What do I say, kids? Mess with the bull?
Get the horns.
Get the horns.
Get
the horns. The horns are not that big and sharp anymore.
Yeah. They're still effective. They're still in there. Yeah.
I'll protect. That's it.
Yeah.
I'm nice now.
Yeah.
No, Peyton has it. Peyton has
the horns. Peyton has the horns.
Peyton has the horns now?
Yeah.
Kind of get him into MMA.
I'd love to.
MMA is where it's at.
He's playing football.
That's good, too. That's good.
He's going to.
On a lighter note, Kingston.
Oh.
Where are you going this summer, bro?
Texas.
For what?
Texas.
What? Texas.
Allstate.
Ooh.
Allstate, huh? He was picked out of quite a few people to represent Arizona in Dallas, Texas this summer.
Ooh.
Playing a nice little tournament, 7-day tournament.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is really swell. I don't know. Swell. No, that's cool, man. I've wanted to go. What part of Texas? Dallas?
Dallas.
Oh, see, I want to go there. There's a place called Ways to Well in Dallas where they'll do like Not quite stem cell, but they do like placenta treatments and stuff like that for healing. I want to see if I can get my shoulder fixed.
Get my shoulder fixed. Both of them while I'm there.
Well, there you go. Maybe we'll go to Ways to Well. What part of the summer? June, July?
July.
It's June 21st through 27th.
June. Okay. That's a pretty, I think that's a pretty dead month for us.
Florida.
Florida.
There's an email sent out inviting him to try out for the All-American team.
Ooh.
It's $200 to try out, and if he makes
it. Just tell him to pay for it. If you want me, pay for it.
Yeah, they don't. Somebody will play.
I do.
Somebody will pay and play.
Yeah, somebody else will
pay. A lot of that stuff is rich parents getting their kids out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're going to earn it here.
That's awesome.
You get asked. You don't pay to play here.
So are you guys on social media?
Yeah.
What's your tell everybody where they can find you?
You got me on Instagram or on TikTok.
You got me on Instagram.
You know what I'm saying? I've never done this before. Instagram is emma.ehouse.
Emma.ehouse. Okay.
Shout out Kingston House 27.
Kingston House 27. There's that many Kingston houses?
No.
Oh, you just like the 27?
My number, yeah.
That's your number. Okay, that's pretty cool. Cool. Well, it was fun having you guys in the studio. Did you guys have fun?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, we should do it again.
We should.
Do it. I was telling Jeff in the summertime, you guys can come here and hang out and do a podcast with us during the day, like during the week.
Yeah.
Because most of the time we're pretty busy on the weekends, but we wanted to have you guys in and make it happen, and hopefully we can hang out next weekend.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Cool.